Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Zoe Moon, and I am here with you for this sliding into the deeper part of the Mercury retrograde shadow on our way to the Mercury retrograde. We are covering the week of September 5th through October 2nd, from Thursday through Thursday. And there are really only two major energies that are shifting in the sky in this week ahead, but both of them are going to be in the two fields that Mercury is going to retrograde over. So this week ahead is all kinds of crazy for stirring up what it is we're meant to be going back over. And I'm just checking to make sure that, you know, my audio's coming through. I've definitely been being hit by it myself. There's no doubt about it. Today, as we speak, on the 25th, we had our eclipse trigger date. Some of you guys out there, the early ones that get triggered in the trigger 30 day before event day, may have had something eclipsed out. I had two people that I know that got rear-ended, had a little bit of eclipse action. You may have had your own eclipse action. This today was also the Jupiter-Uranus alignment, which was starting to form with the major slow-moving energies, Jupiter 12 years, Uranus 84 years, trying to form an alignment between the two. Well, they weren't trying. They did it. We're trying to experience it, right? The two of them coming together for something very big and beneficial that is starting to grow in our world and starting to go right. Some people experience this stuff event-oriented. It's more likely that you're starting to feel the good thing coming. You're starting to see signs of it around you. And when the personal planet Mars comes across this and starts to activate it, which it will, I believe it's, you know, I should have looked this up for you guys. I think it's from, I think Mars activates around the 4th of October through, I'm going to look it up right now because that just is just so wrong. I think it was, okay, so we're at 15 degrees. So, yeah, so we're going to see this really activate more like October 5th through the 7th, those 3 days. So there may be things that you have in motion, things that are going on behind the scenes, big, happy, good things. And then when Mars crosses this in October, over those 3 days, you may see your event. Then if you didn't get it today, you should at least know what it's about. Jupiter is in the sign of your creative projects. So there may be something big opening up there through Jupiter themes, through media or marketing or travel or foreign interests or legal contracts being signed or creativity around weddings or religion or politics or education. Maybe you're learning something or teaching something creatively. Jupiter is also trying to do something big for your love life. Again, through those same Jupiter themes, you may be running into it or expressing it in one of those areas. A big for your child. Maybe your child is going to step into, you know, starting to do something legal that is beneficial. He'll get those agreements signed and they'll protect him or help him grow, or he'll get back into an educational focus or travel, one of those things. Recreation, it's also in the recreational space. I know I talked about it on last week's show. I just want to reiterate it to you guys, because we are going to see some activation with Mars over the course of the next couple weeks. And because it is such a big and rare event that I feel like, you know, it's nice to hear about the good stuff. And it is happening, and it is all getting together behind the scenes in some way. And then Uranus is kind of that surprise, that shocker, that excitement, that turnaround. And it's happening to you personally or to you physically or to you regarding your name or your title or your identity or your image or brand or personal needs. So, yeah, so I just want to say that this is still in motion. It is a very slow-moving energy perfected today. We're not done with the combination here. And it will be activated again in the next couple weeks, so we want to keep an eye on that in the week ahead. And remember that when you're going through the crazy Mercury retrograde stuff. All right, so back over here, so that I'm looking at where the aspects all are today. Okay, so in this week ahead, and you guys who, I think a lot of you guys know about my Facebook page, which is Zoe Moon Astrology, stop by there at some point over the next few days, and so you can click on the link to my top 10 Mercury retrograde to-do list. It definitely breaks it down very specifically the things that are going to be directly affected by Mercury retrograde over the most of the month of October. A lot of it you're already in because we're in the shadow, so you're already experiencing some of the craziness. And it will, you know, get in there and give you the dates and the specifics of what you can expect to be revisiting those past people or situations or issues or opportunities. And so when we're looking at this week ahead, the two things that I'm talking about that are shifting in this during this week, on Saturday the 27th, Mercury will enter the sign of Scorpio. And so that officially starts to get us all, you know, quagmired up. It's the sign that Mercury is going to retrograde in on the 4th. And so you're going to start to enter into conversations or hear news or wait for the information to come your way or deal with agreements or sales or vehicles or siblings or electronics. Or neighbors or, you know, writing, anything that is in the Mercury-ruled realm. And it's really going to be focused on Scorpio, so it'll have a financial context to it, or it'll have a sexual context to it, or it will be about divorce, or it will be about third-party situations, you, them, and the banker or the insurance company or the tax man or, you know, whoever that third party might be, or you, them, and the other sexual partner, or you, them, and the divorce attorney, you know. So we're going to start to think about these things. At the very least, you're going to be thinking about this stuff. you know, it's a great pickup line. You're out at the bar and you're like, I know you're thinking about sex and probably something in the past because, you know, that's the astrology. Yeah, that's really going to win them over too, but yeah. okay, so what I wanted to do with looking at that, and I don't know if this is going to be like a complex thing if you're just hearing it. I know I'm a visual person. I need to see it. And I didn't include it in the major article, but I thought each week I could go over this for you guys to give you the breakdown that is going to be happening for your week ahead when it comes to Mercury retrograde, okay? So you can let me know if this is just like, it hurt my brain. And if it did, if it's helpful, you can let me know that too. All right, so I haven't really done this before, and I've never seen another astrologer do it either. So I thought, well, maybe this is like could be useful tool for you guys. So, and I'm only going to cover this week ahead. So again, we're looking at, you know, that Mercury moves into Scorpio starting on the 27th. And I'm going to go from the 27th through October 2nd. So I would, you know, you're going to need to write this down for it to help you. Sorry about that. You can go and hear the replay and write it down that way if you want. But this is what I thought. Okay, over these next days, we are going to have that forward-moving Mercury. So those talks or the news and the information and the meetings and the writing and the agreements and the sales and all that and the vehicles and electronics and all that. So I can tell you, maybe it's too complicated for a meetup plan, but I don't know, maybe that's why you never hear about this. I can tell you, like, on Saturday the 27th of September, that the information, that what happens if you get into a talk with somebody or you send them that email and or they send it to you or whatever that communication flow or information is on Saturday the 27th of September, that Mercury will reactivate that exact topic on October 11th. So that will be when you will go back over it, okay? And the final time when it goes direct will be November 8th. So those are your three chapters for whatever comes up for you this Saturday the 27th. When we look at this Sunday the 28th, whatever comes up for you, if you're sending out the resume or you're meeting with them or, again, they're suggesting something on the phone with you or there's the agreement or the sale or the writing or whatever the Mercury theme is for you, Sunday the 28th, you will then rehash that or see the next chapter coming back around or go back over it in some way on October 10th. And then Mercury will go direct on that for the last time on November 9th. So those are your three chapters to Sunday's story. For Monday, September 29th, whatever Mercury is going forward on, whatever you're talking about or hearing about or deciding or meeting about or finding or selling or agreeing on. October 9th will be when you go back over that, or you hear the next thing, or it comes through, or it ends, or whatever the retrograde is going to bring back around for you. And then November 10th is going to be the final chapter on that one. For Tuesday, September 30th, in our week ahead, whatever information or meetings or interviews or auditions or writing or sales or agreements or offers or ideas that come up going direct with Mercury, then October 8th will be when you get that going back and the next chapter of the decision or offer or agreement. And then November 10th again. All of these, the rest of these are going to end on November 10th. That's the way this one's working out. For what comes up next Wednesday, October 1st, with the Mercury retrograde, you will then see the recap on it with Mercury going backwards on October 7th and then finalized on November 10th. And then finally, in our week ahead forecast with this, October 2nd, which is this next Thursday, whatever you're talking about or hearing about or offering or agreeing on or selling or writing or, you know, whatever the Mercury theme is, then October 6th is when you'll be back in there with it again. And it will also then have its last chapter on November 10th. So I don't know. I mean, to me, I think that's kind of interesting. If you do have something big that you're trying to work out with somebody and you do hear from them or there is something in process on one of these days in the week ahead, now you know what the follow-up date will likely be for bringing it back through and back around and then where it will go forward again. So use that as you will. Be kind, sweet venturers. And so I'm going to talk about, you know, what house each one of the signs is going to get all this in over the course of Mercury and Scorpio. And the other thing that will be going on in our week ahead is Venus moves into Libra. That happens on Monday, the 29th of September. And Venus will be here through October 23rd. So, you know, Venus in Libra is usually a really lovely thing. Venus rules Libra. Libra is the sign of relationship. Venus is the sign of love and money. So having her there cannot be a bad thing. It has to be a good thing. However, you know, Libra is one of the two signs that Mercury is going to retrograde in. So what it means is Venus will be doing her job of attracting the love or the money or bringing the women on board or, you know, smoothing things out in those relationships, but Mercury is going to say we still need to go back. So maybe this is with somebody from the past or with an opportunity or issue from the past. So you have to involve that combination, and that combination will truly kick in from the 10th of October forward, because that's when Mercury will dip back into Libra. So, oi, yi, 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 go a little forward, go a little backwards, round and round we go. Thank you. So, yes, that's kind of our breakdown. So let me talk about signs. And I'm just, you know, we've already had the show. If you need to know more specifics about that Jupiter-Uranus alignment or the eclipse trigger, you can listen to last week's show. It's in the archive, or you can read the weekly, whatever. So I'm really going to concentrate on this Mercury in Scorpio and Venus in Libra. For Aries, you know, talks and meetings and offers and agreements and everything starts to kick up with Mercury for you over sex, over births, over deaths, over divorce, over reproductive needs, and absolutely anything that is financial, your loans, your debt, your inheritance, your bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, commissions, partners, money, alimony, child support, anything that's financially, you know, viable for you. Also a time when you're going to be working through third-party scenarios. Also a really important cycle for the Aries for digging deeper, purging out some emotional stuff that has to do with personal empowerment, with your own intimate needs, with how you may protect yourself to any kind of detriment, or how you need to protect yourself more. All of these deep, buried kind of intense emotional things that are part of everybody's makeup, but the Aries are really going to be either asked to think about this a little more or maybe get in there and talk with some people and work through this during this process. So finances, sex, divorce, triangles, all this deep emotional stuff. You may be hearing from some people from the past over any of this. Definitely a time when past amours may show back up for Aries. You may be going back to old situations here as well. If there's, you know, a bank where you had a loan, or if you, you know, you need to go back and do something about your bankruptcy or your taxes or the divorce, you know, this is the time where you can start to hear and think about it, following along on those dates I gave you. For Venus moving into Libra for Aries on Monday the 29th, this kicks off a period where it is definitely going to help you, hand off the olive, the branch, or to get it back from somebody, to smooth things out, to attract what you need in a relationship. This can be your personal romantic partner relationship. This can be about, you know, love or money flowing with partners that are romantic or in the business realm, probably more financial there. This can be about anything that involves your agents, attorneys, clients, specialists, advocates, competitors, or opponents. Venus is there to help you. So, you know, it definitely amps up the charm and the attractive qualities for you. So if you do have any kind of issues with anybody, wait until Monday. And if it's somebody from the past, then you may want to wait until the 10th to really go back. You'll have Venus working strongly there, and you'll have the retrograde helping you go back over things in that part of the chart. But, yeah, so that's for Aries. For Taurus, Mercury moving into Scorpio on Saturday the 27th is going to be opening up the talks and the meetings and the agreements and sales and writing and offers, decisions, anything with vehicles, electronics, siblings, neighbors, moves, short trips, local activities. And for Taurus, it's all going to be focused on key relationships. So you may be involved in this stuff with a partner, either romantically or in business. You may be involved in this stuff with your competitor, with your clients, with your specialists, with your representatives. So, you know, the talks are on, baby, starting on the 27th, and you'll be going forward, and then you'll be backtracking over it with the dates that I gave you. So it's a good time to really be promoting ideas and sharing information and all that. Venus moving into Libra for Taurus, it's bringing that smoothing out, attractive quality to keep people involved with your work. So any kind of, you know, if you're trying to attract the income through work projects, Monday forward is really going to kick this into gear for you. It may bring a female that you're working with that's beneficial to you. It may bring paperwork that you can deal with that has some kind of financial aspect that's a good thing for you. It can also bring health into alignment. So specialists, you know, it's a good time to see your doctor or your trainer or your Reiki worker or your acupuncturist, whoever. So this is definitely good for smoothing things out with the health. Anything involving animals as well, this can bring that into alignment for you guys. For Gemini, Mercury is your ruler. I always have to remember to say that. So, you know, it does have a personal effect on you guys. On Saturday the 27th, it moves into the work, the health, the paperwork, animals, coworkers, and people you hire zone. So you guys start to really amp up the meetings, the talks, the offers, the information, the agreements, the sales, the writing, anything that will focus in on forwarding your job or forwarding work you're doing around your own environment or getting that paperwork taken care of or getting your health or your animals taken care of. And this will be where you're backtracking and going back to reclaim or release something as well. So pay attention to those dates with that. For Gemini, the Venus energy on Monday the 29th is going to move into your house of true love and creativity and children and fun. So over the weeks ahead, Venus is there to help smooth that out and attract what you need, bring some beneficial women onto the scene. There may be money flow there. There may be true love, you know, love in the house of true love. How bad can it be, right? So you guys are moving forward with that. You will have some backtracking over that starting on the 10th of October. For Cancer, Cancer Mercury is moving into Scorpio on the 27th. And so, you know, you're going to start to hear from or think about or make decisions or get in with the offers and agreements and writing and meetings and talks and decisions and sales and all of that Mercury stuff focused on a lover or focused on children or focused on a creative project or your recreational pursuits. And so Mercury will be going forward with these decisions and ideas and all of this. And then when it backtracks, you know, you'll be going back over stuff and have your, you know, glitches or if there's going to be any and rework out things, hash out things. So follow the dates I gave you for that. It'll be playing out in those fields. And then Venus is moving into Libra on Monday the 29th. So for Cancer, this is going to bring something that can smooth things out with your partners, your agents, your attorneys, your clients, your competitors or opponents, all focused on the home or a real estate deal or a move or a renovation or your family, parent, or roommate situation, everything at the core root of your chart. So Venus is really there to help you attract the love or the money or bring women on board that are helpful. And you will be backtracking and going back into past stuff starting on the 10th of October with this as well. So pay attention to what's happening and unfolding in this forward week ahead. For Leo, Mercury is going to be backtracking. See, I'm doing it already. Mercury is going to be going forward into Scorpio on this Saturday, the 27th. And so for Leo, this is going to be starting to turn your thoughts and attention to the home, the family, the real estate, the move, the renovation, the parent or the roommate. So all in that core root with Mercury for Leo. So you need to look at those agreements, the decisions, the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, your siblings, your vehicles, electronics, your neighbors, and how that all is influencing what's going on at that core root of your chart with your home and family and all that. You will be backtracking over this, going back, revising, releasing, reclaiming in those areas in the weeks ahead during the retrograde. So, again, you can follow those dates that I gave you for this week ahead. If you guys liked that breakdown, I will do it again next week and the following week so you have a list for each week. For Venus going into Libra with Leo on Monday the 29th, this really brings something smoothing out and bringing more charm and attractive qualities for you guys with your ideas and your words. So you guys can pretty much charm the socks off of anybody just by showing up and talking. So it's a great time for your meetings, your talks, your writing, your ideas, your agreements, your sales. Venus smooths things out. She helps attract what you need. She brings in the love or the money flow or the women who can benefit you in these areas. This also might mean that you're starting to focus on a female in your local environment or through some short trips, maybe a sister that's, you know, high on the list during this period. Anything that can bring things into alignment with your vehicles or electronics too. I can't remember if I said that, but yes. So for Virgo, Mercury, your co-ruler, is moving into your third house, which Mercury rules. Mercury, Mercury, Mercury for Virgo. So on Saturday the 27th, you start this period that's going to be really focused here on the talks, decisions, agreements, sales, writing, offers, and all of that, focused on a brother, a sister, a neighbor, your vehicles, your electronics, your writing, your agreements, your sales, offers, meetings, talks. All the communication realm, it's like a triple Mercury whammy here for the Virgos. So, again, while you're doing all this, think Scorpio themes. Is it financial? Is it sexual? Is it divorce? Is it about a third-party situation? You're going to be going forward over it, then retracing back over it on those key dates I gave you. So important time for communications and decisions. And then Venus moving into Libra for Virgo is really going to be amplifying your income, your possessions, and your purchases starting on Monday the 29th. Venus here is going to help you attract what you need. It's going to help you charm things that need to be charmed. It's going to help smooth things out that need to be smoothed out. It may bring a woman or women into the alignment so that they're beneficial to you with making money or your possessions or purchases. It may bring love around it. It's just a very nice period that's opening up Venus, I shouldn't mention, is going to be in this part of the chart until October 23rd for everybody. So you got a nice little window there. For Libra, Mercury going into Scorpio on Saturday the 27th is going to start the talks, the news, the offers, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the decisions, the short trips, the local activity, all the Mercury teams focused on your personal income, your possessions, or your purchases. So Mercury is really going to be honing in on this, going forward, and then you'll be backtracking, going. So, you know, maybe you go and you interview for something to make money in this week while it's going forward, and then they call you in, and you go back there during the retrograde, and they sign you up, and then when it's going forward, you're working there, that kind of thing. It's a 1-2-3 step here with this. Or you may decide that you're going back to some past income-making thing. So right now in this week forward, you're reaching out to people, and then you go back and you work on it. Scorpio themes, you know, is there a shared triangular situation here? Is there an outside financial resource involved? Is there sexual or divorce themes involved? Focus in. And then Venus is your ruler, Libra. It's moving into your sign on Monday the 29th. And so this is really just a lovely time. When you host Venus in your own sign, it's just, you know, you're more beautiful, you're more attractive to everybody else. It amps it up a little bit. It's kind of like that Star Trek episode. You guys remember that? Was it Star Trek? I'm thinking now, was it Star Trek? It was one of those really old shows where, you know, everybody just all of a sudden looked so beautiful. I know they had some kind of really good lighting on the show that day. And then they would take the light away and they'd look like, oh, well, yeah. Or there was a Seinfeld episode like that too. Yeah, so this is like having Venus in your sign gives you that really great lighting for the time it's there. And it really can help you attract what you need via love or income. Good time to spend on yourself, spend the love on yourself, spend the money on yourself, enhance your body, enhance your image, your brand, your name, your identity. Women may be very beneficial for you during this period. So from the 29th of September through October 23rd, and you will be going, obviously the Mercury retrograde will take you back into past stuff in your own sign starting on the 10th of October. For Scorpio, Mercury moves into your sign on Saturday the 27th. So now all of a sudden your words and the agreements and the sales and the writing and the offers and the proposals and the decisions and talks and meetings, all of this really starts to focus on you. So, you know, this is a time for you to step in, step up, put your name on something, tie your brand or identity to something, personally or physically get involved. So people may be approaching you. You may be approaching other people on your own behalf. It really is about Scorpio. So, you know, in this week ahead, definitely pay attention to those dates and the follow-up dates I'm giving you. You're in forward motion still, so you will be going back over things. So someone may offer it to you this week, and then in the following dates during the retrograde, you go back and you get it coming through at that time and that kind of thing. Venus moving into Libra is Scorpio's mystical, hidden, karmic house, magical, whatever. It's just such a crazy house. So Venus moving there on the 29th, staying till October 23rd, this is going to smooth things out. It's going to enhance and attract for you guys in the spiritual realm through meditation and yoga and your dreams. It's going to attract through magic and psychic interests. It's going to attract through romantic getaways or clandestine romances that kick up during this period. And Venus will definitely stir the love-romance combination there and the mystery and the magic of it. It's going to enhance anything in the artistic realm, like with film or music or painting or sculpture or dance or poetry. So, again, you know, there may be potential to express love through that or to earn money through that or have women benefit you in those areas during this period. Also, this is the area of dealing with institutions. So you may, you know, there may be a certain institution and a female there that can help you through some kind of quagmire. You may be going to a hospital to have a procedure or making some money through an institution or visiting a loved one in an institution. It's a time of healing. It's a time of research and development. And it's a time of karmic balancing. So Venus here is trying to smooth things out and help you work through all of them. I know it's a lot, but that house is heavy duty. And so here we go with Sagittarius. Mercury is going to start the retrograde. Well, it's going to move into that same exact realm for you guys on Saturday, and then we'll retrograde there on the 4th. So for Sagittarius, starting Saturday the 27th, you can expect to be in talks or hearing news or offers or having agreements or sales or writing or meetings or decisions or short trips that involve the hospital or the healing or the retreat or the clandestine romance or the romantic getaway or the film, the art, the music, the concert, you know, that you're traveling to see, or the meditation or yoga or some kind of spiritual practice or your magic or psychic interest or something involving research and investigations and development. So in any of those realms, you really want to be thinking or talking or meeting or getting those offers coming in or going out, and then you will be backtracking over that over the Mercury retrograde. For Venus moving into Libra, for Sagittarius, this highlights your social sphere. So on Monday the 29th, this starts, and it will stay there until the 23rd. So key people that are tied in with either the love or the money flow when it comes to a group you're associated with or a friendship or what's going on the internet, it would be a fantastic time for you guys to hire a specialist for your website to make money. There's your Libra person, your Venus income, and your social internet and group situation all coming together. It's about parties and events and gatherings. So Venus bringing the love or the money through this as well. It's about your personal originality or freedom or inventions or aspirations as well. It can be about charities or astrology as well. So Venus is really helping you here. You may connect with a female who's good for you during this. In these areas, you may just attract the love or the money through these areas. Capricorn, Mercury is moving into Scorpio on Saturday the 27th, and this kicks off this trend with Mercury where it's going to focus on those aspirations that you guys have that are either financial, sexual, divorce-oriented, or it's going to focus in on one of these social realms. So moving into talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and decisions and offers that are focused on the friend, the associate, the group, the internet, the charity, the gathering, party, event, the astrology, your invention or original idea. So, you know, there's a lot of thought and communication and back and forth going on here in this week ahead. And then you'll be backtracking, going back for round two over some of this stuff, and then going forward round three on those dates I gave you. Venus moving into Libra on Monday the 29th is going to be bringing the attraction and the smoothing out and the love and money flow through the career midheaven for Capricorn. So, you know, a woman boss or a woman in a position of authority may help you. This is a great time for career and income to align in a really lovely way. You can kind of attract things more easily or more readily while Venus is here. If you need to smooth something out with an authority type, a boss, a parent, a judge, or deal with the income or the love situation there, you can during this period. Personal goals besides career, you know, if the goal is to get married or retire or any of that, whatever the big goal is, Venus can help you with that via a female or the love or the money. And there may be some fame or recognition or achievement or reputation as well involved in some of this for some of you Capricorns out there. Again, may come through the Venus character, the female or the love or income situation. For Aquarius, Mercury's moving into Scorpio on Saturday the 27th of September, so you start to hear the news or meet or talk or deal with the offers or the agreements or the sales or the writing or the decisions that are going to focus on your career or the big goal that you have or your parent, boss, judge, or other authority figure in the picture. So it is a time to be in there talking or pitching ideas or hearing the information you need, having those meetings. Again, Scorpio themes here, so it's, you know, likely going to be financial, but there could be some mortality or birth or divorce or sex topics in there as well with the goals and the what's going on with, I don't know, maybe the boss. But whatever, you're going to be talking and moving forward and hearing your information, then you'll be going back over it with the retrograde. Venus is moving into Libra on Monday the 29th. So now you start to see that attractive, smoothing out the love, the money flow, the positive stuff from women playing out through that higher-minded global energy of the ninth house. So for Aquarius, this means that all this is going to be flowing through travel or through people at a distance or foreign interests or import-export. It'll be playing out through educational fields. It'll be playing out through legal realms. It'll be playing out through media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, through weddings, through religion and politics. All these higher-minded, broadening areas of life, that's where Venus is going for Aquarius. So it can bring some key people and help you smooth things out or attract what you need via the love or the money or the women in those realms. Good time for those things. For Pisces, Mercury is moving into Scorpio on Saturday the 27th, so now you start to hear the news or the offers come in or the agreements or you set up the meetings or the talks or you pitch your ideas or you write something up or sell it or make your short trip, you know, any of those Mercury themes that are focused on the broadening, higher-minded area for Pisces. So you're focusing on the legal matter, the travel plans, the person at a distance, the media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, the wedding, the religion, the politics. I don't know if I said travel, but that's in there. So any of these broad scopes that you can go into, it's time to hear about it or decide about it or talk about it, make choices. And then Mercury retrograde will take you back over it to rethink it, rehash it, rework it, release it, reclaim it. And then you'll be moving forward again. So, you know, again, you can pay attention to those dates I gave you. Again, we're looking at Scorpio influences. So how's the sex? How's the sharing? How's the financial sharing? How's the power and control issues? How's the divorce in all of it? Topics to think about. And then Venus moving into Libra on the 29th of September starts this chapter for Pisces where, you know, love can come in or money can flow in or women can be good for you. All in the house of sex, so this love and sex thing may smooth out or you might attract an amour and enjoy yourself. As this is the house of outside finances, so your personal income can be influenced by an outside, maybe the commissions kick up or the loan that you're trying to get for your business comes through or you know, a credit card opens up for you, something like that. This is the area of divorce, so Venus can help smooth out the money or love or whatever that is for you with divorce through a key person, probably a female, maybe an attorney that you're dealing with. This can help you with smoothing out anything or attracting what you need to deal with a mortality issue, a reproductive need, a birth, or a third-party situation as well. So this is a good time up through October 23rd. To get a grip in these areas and really smooth things out and enjoy yourself. So that's it. We had a kind of a quicker show tonight, but I have a lot up for you on the site. You can find me over on Facebook at Zoe Moon Astrology, Zoe Moon Astrology. And there's a lot of links to the articles that I've written, more in-depth coverage on these things. So I'm going to end the show a little bit early today because that's pretty much all I really wanted to share with you guys this week. I hope it's a wonderful week, and I will be back next week, same time. Have a good one.